Let's open our Bibles to Psalm 34. Psalm 34, and as you're turning and finding Psalm 34, let me mention one quick announcement that I hope you saw this week in the weekly update, the email that came to you on Friday. But we want to just mention this as well. We are working to be sure that our Realm app, Realm is the app that we have for communication here within our church. We want to be sure that that is effective and useful for our church directory. And so there's a few things that we need to do to make that happen. First, within that Realm app, you have an option to select how viewable your information is, your address and your phone number to other members of Mountain Creek. If you do not want your information to be set to viewable by all other members, if you don't want your information to be viewable by all other members, please let the church office know by February 28th. February 28th, let us know that by February 28th. Beginning on March 1st, what we're going to do is we're going to set everyone's profile to be viewable by all other members of Mountain Creek so that we can use this effectively as our church directory. We're going to start that process on March 1st. Also, there are several profiles that have not yet been activated within Realm. We're going to activate all of those as well on March 1st so that we can use that again as our church directory. So if you haven't activated yours, you can help us by activating your profile between now and then. But let us know if you do not want your information viewable by everyone in the church by that time as well. And then finally, if you would like a copy, a hard copy of our church directory, just a printed list of everyone's names, phone numbers, and addresses, please let Whitney know that by March 1st as well. And once we get all that information updated, we'll get you that printout copy. So if you want a printout copy of that so you can have it for easy reference, just let us know. All of that will still be available in the Realm app as well, but those who prefer a printed copy, we'd love to get you that. So make sure you read that note. Again, that'll be through now and March 1st. That comes out, those information like that comes out in the weekly email. If you're not signed up for that weekly email, please let us know so we can get this information in your hands. Psalm 34, we're going to read the first three verses together this morning. Would you stand if you're able and let's hear God's word together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And it's that we want to consider this morning. What will it look like for us in 2021 to magnify him together, to exalt his name together? Father, we pray that you would lead us to do just that we would magnify you together, that we would exalt your name together. So lead us in this time and lead us, God, as we go forward into this year, that we would do so for the honor of King Jesus. We pray this in his name. Amen. You may be seated. Psalm 34, written by David. David wrote Psalm 34 coming out of his equivalent of 2020. But still, coming out of a challenging season of his life, coming out of a difficult season of his life, and he had many, to be sure, but coming out of a challenging season of his life, coming out of a difficult season of his life, David proclaims, I will bless the Lord at all times. There's a pledge that he's making, an oath that he's making, a commitment that he's making. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be on my lips. And David doesn't just want that to be for him alone. It's not just an individual thing. No, he invites others to join him. My soul, he says, makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. The humble. On the one hand, the humble is just a designation for the people of God. The people of God are a humble people. So Psalm 149, verse 4, the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adorns the humble with salvation. The people of God are a humble people, so that could be what he's meaning. Now, on the other hand, David may be talking specifically to those who have been humbled by difficult seasons in life, seasons like he had just gone through before writing this psalm. So if you've been humbled, if you've gone through a difficult season, if you've gone through trying circumstances, If you feel like you've gone through the lowest of lows, or maybe you've reached the hardest of hards, if you've been humbled, then hear David's testimony. Hear David's psalm of praise. Hear, he says, and be glad. Be glad, because this can be your testimony too. David's going to say in verse 4, you can see it with me. In verse 4, David's going to say, I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. Verse 6, this poor man cried, David testifies, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Verse 15, the eyes of the Lord, he says, are toward the righteous, and his ears are toward their cry. Verse 18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Therefore, knowing all of those things are true, David invites us in verse 3 to join him in this praise of God. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, he says, and let us exalt his name together. Magnify the Lord. So after the trials that he had endured, after the afflictions, despite having been brokenhearted, despite having been poor and in time of trouble and in need of rescue, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. So 2020 and these first three tumultuous weeks of 2021, don't put an end to us magnifying God together at Mountain Creek. Instead, these months that we've just gone through, that we're going through, these serve as a reminder to us that our God saves, and that our God is near, that God delivers, and that despite hardships, God is good. And so we're not retreating from magnifying God together. No, we're reaffirming our commitment to magnify God together, to keep following Jesus together in 2021. And specifically, I want to address three areas for that this morning. I want to address our mission as a church, our goals, and our next steps. Our mission, our goals, and our next steps. Our mission. Our mission. If you're new with us here this morning, or maybe you've recently begun joining us online, if you're new with us this morning, here at Mountain Creek, we state our mission like this. Now, we're committed to magnifying God together as maturing, ministering, and multiplying followers of Jesus. Magnifying God together as maturing, ministering, and multiplying followers of Jesus. And our goal is that everything we do reflect that commitment. Everything. If you were to break that down and maybe draw it out on a diagram, it might look like this. We're following Jesus together. We're committed to following Jesus together. So that's a shorthand catchphrase, a shorthand to capture all of that mission statement. We're committed to following Jesus together. And following Jesus together starts with that statement that we heard in Psalm 34, verse 3, magnify. We need to magnify God. We should magnify God like a telescope magnifies stars in the galaxy, that we would see how great, how grand, how incredible God really is. Magnifying God. That's what we do in here in worship, but it's not just in here on Sunday mornings. It's how we pursue God in all of life to show that he is great, that he is worthy. Magnifying God. Magnifying God leads to us maturing as followers of Jesus. Maturing. So 2 Corinthians 3:18 tells us that these two things are related. Magnifying does lead to maturing. 2 Corinthians 3:18 tells us that as we behold him, and that's what we do in worship, we behold Christ. As we behold him, we become more like him. You become like what you behold. Or someone else has put it, what you revere is what you resemble. As we worship Jesus, as we behold him in worship, we're becoming more like him. We're maturing. And that's for all of us. That's for all of us. Maturing in our faith isn't something just for the leaders. It's for everyone. That's the goal of the church. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, we read that the goal for the church is that all of us would attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, that all of us, Ephesians 4:13 says, would grow to mature manhood, to maturity, that we would all grow to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's the goal, and that happens as we worship, as we magnify God together. What happens as we mature in the faith, as we become more like Jesus? Well, as we become more like Jesus, we begin to live more like Jesus, which means we begin to serve others in humility. Maturing leads to ministering. We're to be ministering to one another, meeting needs, serving one another, and serving the community around us. That's what it looks like practically to be a follower of Jesus. Washing feet, sharing meals, speaking words of truth, living as a servant. And what happens? What happens when the world sees us love one another in that way, just like Christ loved us? Well, Jesus tells us. In John 13:34, he tells us, "By this the world will know that you're my disciples, if you love one another just as I have loved you." So as we magnify God together, we're maturing as we follow Jesus together, ministering to needs. That leads us to multiplying our lives as followers of Jesus. Multiplying our lives. We want to see the gospel advance, to see the gospel go forward into new families, new homes, new neighborhoods. We want to see disciples made, new followers of Jesus made. We want to see new leaders raised up, multiplying leaders, new groups formed, new works for the kingdom. And it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there, as we magnify God together, maturing in the faith, ministering to needs, and multiplying our lives, what's the result? Well, it just leads to more. It leads to more glory for God, more people magnifying, and all of us continuing in this process of magnifying, maturing, ministering, and multiplying. That's our mission as we follow Jesus together. That's our mission. Now, for most of us in this room, probably most of us online, that's all a recap. We've heard these kind of things before in different ways. We've heard these things before, but let's get a little more specific now. And to do that, I want to point to something that you'll see on a banner right outside these double doors here. I want to point to our goals, our goals. Just over a year ago at our homecoming service in November of 2019, we laid out four goals for us as a church that we are going to be striving to attain before our 200th anniversary. Our 200th anniversary of those who are following Jesus together here is Mountain Creek Baptist Church. That's coming up in 2024. And we have these goals that we want to see by that time. These goals, they're not the measuring line of holiness. So we're not saying that if we don't achieve these goals, right? If we don't achieve these goals, it's not that we've failed the test. It's not that we're not really true followers of Jesus. We're not saying that. But I do want to emphasize these. We want to be challenged by these. I want to lead us to reach and achieve these goals. They put something tangible before us that will stretch us. That if we pursue these together, they will force us to grow, to develop, to reach these goals. We're going to have to keep on maturing, to keep on ministering, to keep on multiplying. Four goals. Number one, proclaim. Proclaim. So we've been commissioned by King Jesus to make disciples by baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And we know that we baptize new believers. So that means that we're commissioned to baptize people who right now are not following Jesus. Maybe right now they think they're following Jesus and they need to see that they have a wrong idea. They don't have a biblical idea of who Jesus is or what it means to follow him. Maybe right now they're just not interested in Jesus, or maybe even right now they don't want anything to do with Jesus. Those are the people that we're to baptize. We're to go see new followers of Jesus made, and the only way that can happen is through the proclamation of the gospel. People must hear the message. Individuals are saved only through the word of the gospel, through hearing the message that God is the holy and almighty creator and king, and that all of us have rebelled against his good rule. We call that sin. All of us have done that. That sin deserves punishment. It deserves judgment. And God is right to give us that as the king. But that God sent his son Jesus in love to live a perfect life, to bear our judgment on himself on the cross, to die in our place, to raise him from the dead, that through faith in him, we might have forgiveness because our penalty has been paid and we might have life in him. It's received through faith and through repentance. That's the message. And that message might be the message that you need to respond to today. Some in this room, joining us right now online, some there, some here, may need to receive Jesus today. To turn from your sin and realize that Christ came and paid the price in your place. Would you receive him right now by faith, trust in him? That message. If you know that message, if you've received that message, you've been commissioned to proclaim that message. Others must hear that message. They're going to believe. How can they believe without someone preaching? How can they believe without someone proclaiming to them? Others need the message. So we have a goal as a church. We have a goal that we want to increase the number of our gospel conversations every year between now and 2024. We want to increase the number of our gospel conversations every single year. We want to tell more people than we did the year before. As you're sharing the gospel, we want to celebrate with you. We have a tool right now, mountaincreekbc.org/tell. Every time you share the gospel, we would love it if you would go to mountaincreekbc.org/tell and let us know. Use our gospel tracker tool. If you don't want to go there, you can text me, you can text Pastor Ed, you can text Pastor Matt, but let us know. We want to not only record that as we're trying to achieve this goal, but we want to celebrate with you. We want to pray with you. We want to pray for that person you're sharing with. We want to proclaim the message more this year than last year and more the next year than this year, that we're growing as those who are proclaiming the gospel. Number two, double. The second goal we'll capture in the word double. We're double. We're committed. And Mountain Creek, we're committed to community, right? So we say we're following Jesus together. Last year at Mountain Creek, we introduced, right about this time, we introduced life groups here at Mountain Creek. And now, even though we've been slowed down by COVID, we're working, we're going to keep working to continue to strengthen these groups. Now, life groups are simply smaller groups within the larger group where you can know and be known by others as you follow Jesus together. Life groups. We believe that these groups are vital. We believe that these groups are vital to our growth as followers of Jesus. And so, we want every single member of Mountain Creek to be connected to a life group. We want everybody to be connected to a life group. Just that alone would necessitate us having more groups. We need more groups, but it's not just that. As we proclaim the gospel and we see new followers of Jesus, that would mean more people coming in who are following Jesus who need to get connected to some of these groups. So our goal by 2024 is to double the number of our life groups. We have a goal to have 24 groups by 2024. Why would we have that goal? Because we want to welcome others in. New people who are moving to our area who are following Jesus. New people who come to know Christ through our ministry. We want to welcome them in and take seriously the call to mature together. To minister together. To follow Jesus together. And the only way we're going to do that is if we have more groups. So we want to double the number of those groups by 2024. Number three can be captured with the word give. Give. Mountain Creek, as you know, is a generous church. I've seen that time and time again over the last 8.5 years that I've served here. I see it reflected in our budget every single year. I saw it And I'm so excited about this. I saw it this past week as I got a message that we have exceeded our goal for the Lighty Moon Christmas offering for 2020. We set a goal this past year of $17,500, the most we would have given in at least a decade, knowing that that would be a challenge in this year of all years. That would be a stretch. We would be pushed to do that, and we not only met it, we have passed it. We're a generous church, and we want to continue to be a generous church. So right now, 12% of our annual budget, so money that you give every single week, 12% of that money right now goes to strategic outside ministries. 2% of that money every single week goes to our local Baptist Association. And 10% of that money goes to the SBC Cooperative Program. That funds things like the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board and the 6 Southern Baptist Seminaries and all the mission work that we do as the South Carolina Baptist Convention right here in our own state. 12%. Our goal is to increase that giving to strategic partners by 5%. So from 12% to 17% by 2024. That we would increase our giving to outside strategic partners by 2024. That we'd give directly to groups like the International Mission Board to help them take the gospel overseas. That we would give maybe to groups right here in our community like the Piedmont Women's Center, who we prayed for last week, who's doing important kingdom work right here in Greenville. That we maybe give directly to places like Kings Hill Church in Boston, who we just prayed for, important ministry, important kingdom work in Boston, Massachusetts. That we would give to churches in need right here in South Carolina, or to help establish new churches right here in South Carolina. As God has been generous with us, we want to continue to be generous and partners with others who are doing important kingdom works. We want to give even more to see the gospel advance. And number 4, the word send. Send. We've been commissioned by Jesus not just to take the gospel to our neighbors, but also to take the gospel to the nations. So we have set an ambitious goal as a church to send individuals or families to unreached peoples or places internationally, and to send individuals or families to places of need in South Carolina by 2024. Both. There's a need in both. And so we want to do both. When we talk about unreached peoples and places, we're talking about those places that Pastor Rhett prays for on Sunday mornings often right here. We're talking about places that right now on this Lord's Day, there is no church for people to gather with. They do not know the gospel. They do not have the gospel. Places and peoples that need the gospel. Now, we partner with the IMB to take the gospel there, but we can do more. We can send from even right here among us. And so we're praying to do that. And we need to do our part in helping bring the gospel to places of need right here in South Carolina, right here around us. We want to be committed to helping the many churches in our area and thousands of churches in our state that are in decline, and many of them are at risk of closing, or possibly places where there's a need for more churches, for new churches. Places like Myrtle Beach, where I believe in Horry County, South Carolina, 1,400 people, new people, move into that county every single month, and they need new churches. They need more churches, and we can do something to help. We can do something for places like that, and so we're praying intentionally, and we're working intentionally. We're asking God to send some from among us to places to meet those important needs. Send and give and double and proclaim. All of these goals for 2024, by our 200th anniversary. But what does that mean for right now? What does that mean for 2021? What next steps do we need to take? What next steps do we need to take? What might we need to do differently so that we can reach these goals? Let's close with that. Our next steps. Our next steps. And let me mention 3. First, prayer. Prayer. 2021. We want to grow in our commitment to prayer. Continue to grow in our commitment to prayer. David wrote in Psalm 34, I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. I sought the Lord and he answered me. Listen, God hears our prayers. And if we're going to continue to grow, if we're going to stay faithful in following Jesus together, if we're going to magnify and mature and minister and multiply, we're only going to do it through a work of God in response to the prayers of the people of God. We've got to pray. Coming up on February 24th, we'll kick off our annual 40 days of prayer. That's 40 days of focused prayer leading up to Easter Sunday. We'll have a great book on prayer that we'll make available to you at that time. We'd love for you to read that book, that you would grow in your understanding of prayer and your own practice of prayer. We'll pray together in that time specifically. We'll ask you to pray for individuals who you know who need the gospel. We'll pray together for these goals. We'll pray for our church. We'll pray for our nation. We'll pray for the nations. We're going to pray. But more than that, 40 days of prayer, we're going to do something new this year with our prayer together at Mountain Creek. Beginning on February 7th, the first Sunday night of each month is going to be devoted to a time of corporate prayer. Corporate prayer. We're going to come together at 6 p.m. on the first Sunday of each month for the purpose of prayer. We're going to move our prayer time from our Wednesday night to this first Sunday of each month so that more can be there. Those who serve right now with the youth or those who serve right now with our children can come to this time and more of us can come together for the purpose of praying together. So I want to invite you to make this time a priority for you and your family. Be here to pray with us the first Sunday of each month at 6 p.m., one night a month, to join our voices together and pray. Now, maybe you hear that and you think, I don't know how to pray. Or you think I'm not good at praying, or you think I don't like praying out loud in a large group with other people. Well, first, we're not going to make anybody pray out loud. You won't have to pray out loud. But if you say, I struggle with prayer, I'm not sure if I can do that. Let me just say this. The way we learn to pray is by praying. And the way we grow in our prayers is by praying with others. This is important for us individually to be committed to this, but this is important for us as a body. Jesus said we're to be a house of prayer for the nations. So join us at these times of corporate prayer and let's grow in our commitment to praying this year. Secondly, this year, 2021, we want to focus on equipping. Equipping. This year, we want to give a new focus to equipping all of us as followers of Jesus. And there's two specific areas that I want to mention there briefly. Our Sunday times of corporate prayer will replace our Wednesday prayer gatherings. And in their place, on Wednesday evenings, beginning the first Wednesday in February, we're going to begin what we call core classes. Core classes. Now, these are classes that are designed to equip us as followers of Jesus in three areas: Scripture, doctrine, and spiritual disciplines. Scripture, doctrine, and spiritual disciplines. Or you could say Bible and beliefs and habits. These three areas, Scripture, doctrine, and spiritual disciplines. The goal that we're working towards is having one class in each of these three areas that you could choose to take in the spring, and one class in each of these three areas that you could choose to take in the fall of each year, just one class that you could choose to take. We'll have one in each of these three areas. That's the goal we're working towards. But for this year, right now, we're beginning with just one class, and that class will be a New Testament survey. A New Testament survey. So beginning February 4th, we're going to go book by book through the New Testament, studying the key theme of each book, studying the situation behind each book, the key passages in each book. All of this to help us grow in our understanding of the New Testament, to help all of us become better students of God's Word. And I say it like that, all of us, because this class is for everyone. This is for everyone. This isn't just a class for our life group leaders. This isn't just an equipping time for our deacons. This is for all of us to grow as students of God's Word. So as you drop off your kids on Wednesday nights, let me encourage you, don't just drop off your kids. Bring your kids, bring your youth, and then join us in here for these classes. Or come home from work, grab a bite to eat, and join us at 6 p.m. for these classes. These will be a 45 to 60-minute classes. We'll meet from the beginning of February through the end of April. We'll have 15 sessions with 1 week off along the way. And I promise you that you'll benefit from walking through each book in the New Testament with us. Along with that, we're going to focus as well on equipping by investing even more in our life group leaders. Now, I know that's a small minority of those who are listening right now, but I want you all to know what we're doing, that we're investing in those who are investing in you. So life group leaders here with us in the room and those watching online, beginning in February, on the third Sunday evening of each month, we're going to have a life group leaders huddle. This will be a time for our life group leaders only to get together for equipping for our life group leaders, equipping on teaching scripture, on guiding discussions, leading our groups, also a time for our group leaders to share with one another and to pray together. We're asking all of our group leaders to make a commitment to be at these times, the third Sunday evening of the month, to be equipped as we lead our groups together. Prayer, we want to focus on prayer. We want to focus on equipping. And thirdly, we want to focus on the mission. I just give you that word for 2021, focus. We want to stay focused on the mission. I've told you the first Sunday night of the month in our time of corporate prayer and the third Sunday night of the month in our life group leader huddles. Our plan for Sunday nights is to use that time not only for these two important times for our church, but to take the other weeks. So for most of our church members, we're talking about the other 3 weeks of the month or 2 weeks of the month for our life group leaders, to take those other weeks, and we want to ask you to use that time intentionally in ministering and multiplying. Use that time intentionally in ministering and multiplying. So those nights of the month, we want to ask you to use those nights in three specific ways. We want to ask you to invest in your neighbors. Be intentional about investing in your neighbors, invest in your life groups, and invest in your families. Use those times to invest in your neighbors. So use those Sunday evenings to invite neighbors over for dinner. Neighbors or coworkers, lost people who you know, invite them over to your home for dinner. Spend time with them somewhere outside your home. Just be around your neighbors. Be around your coworkers. Be around the lost. Build relationships. Look for opportunities to proclaim the gospel. Invest in your neighbors. Invest in your life groups. We've asked our life groups to have quarterly socials, times just to be together outside of your regular meeting. These Sunday nights would be a perfect time to have those social times. But maybe it's just you as a couple inviting a new couple in your life group over for dinner, spending time investing in your life group, investing in your neighbors, investing in your life groups, and investing in your families. Sometimes our families just need some R&R, just some rest and recuperation, just some time together as a family. Invest there, but use that time to stay focused on the mission. Invest in these strategic places in our neighbors, in our life groups, and in our families. Why are we doing all of this? Because we believe the mission matters. The mission matters. We are committed to following Jesus together. We're committed to multiplying. We're committed to ministering. We are committed to maturing. And above all, we are committed to magnifying God together. And so in 2021, may this be what we say to one another: magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together.